This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Monday. It is 24 hours from Election Day. Unbelievable. We've talked about it for months, and it is right on top of us. I was filling in, and those of you that follow me on Twitter saw some of my traffic out of Philadelphia. I was filling in on a big radio station, WPHT 1210 AM in Philadelphia, big monster signal, and was filling in yesterday afternoon, noon to 3 Pacific. And people there are fired up big time. People here are fired up big time. Now, the president is going to be out today, not once, not twice, but three times. He's going to be in Cleveland, Ohio at noon Pacific time. At Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne. I broadcast hockey games from there, by the way. Yeah, yeah. And then he'll finish up the night, 9 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock our time, in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And by the way, you know who's going to be there? Sean Hannity and Rush. Rush grew up in that part of the country. Anyway, so three rallies today. We'll see what happens here locally. Nobody really knows for sure what's going to happen tomorrow. We just don't know. We're just not certain. I will tell you, I've been getting texts from around the state, and they indicate that a lot of you are early voting. A lot of you. In fact, according to our bureau director in Ely, Wyatt Cox, as of 8:30 this morning, 534 of the 5,100 registered voters in White Pine County early voted, approaching 20% of total registered voters have cast early ballots in White Pine County, nearly 1,000. And I stand corrected on that number. Of the 5,100, 1,000 have early voted. Mineral County, 906 of 2,800 registered. That's 32%. Lander County, get this, in Lander County, 54%. 54% of the voters have early voted. That's incredible. Thanks to Wyatt Cox. Joining us, a guy that's on the ballot tomorrow in Clark County and in District D, Kevin Child, trustee for Clark County School District, and he joins us in studio. And good morning, Kevin Child.
Good morning, Kevin Wall.
Let me just ask you, you wanted the results of an investigation made about you to be released, and you even went to the state Supreme Court to be able to get this stuff made public. Am I right on that?
Is
that
no?
Right?
The RJ wanted the RJ. Them, and I had no problem with that. And what was the problem is that the school district did that and did not notify the trustees about having this investigation and wanting to not release the names on these didacted forms or complaints.
Okay, 104 pages have been released, and it's not very flattering for you.
Not at all.
Cedric Cole is the CCSD Director of Diversity. Don't know the guy. He did the interviews. 20 women, 3 men, and a bunch of interviews that they can't tell because of deductions if it's a male or a female. They say that you created a hostile work environment, that you violated the district's policy on harassment. Is that true?
Not true. That's why I have a lawsuit. That's why I have a lawsuit, because a lot of that stuff was contrived.
Some of the stuff, though, I mean, and again, this is from RJ reporting and other sources. Women interviewed by Cedric Cole use terms like overly friendly, creepy, weird.
I am friendly, but if you want to call me creepy to be friendly, I guess everybody would be creepy, right, Kev?
I guess what I'm asking is, it's one thing to say, and I know that you've made the statement that this is some sort of wide conspiracy against you because of your tough fiscal standards.
Correct.
That you watch what's in the checkbook, so to speak. But there are a lot of people saying this about it. I mean, and I guess the question I got to ask is, when you see this kind of these kind of numbers of people that are saying this about you. Is it possible some of it's true?
Nope, not at all. Because again, superintendent was involved in a big conspiracy around this whole district. And remember, I've questioned him many times. And you wait till they get on the court. When the court says, when we have our chance to say, who called you up to, were you called up to write those? That's what you got to ask yourself. Why are there so many, Kevin? Because again, he did not like me. And some of the trustees I do not like because how they work their standards on that board, because we've got a lot of shenanigans on that board. Remember, now we have a new trust, we have a new superintendent. The other one left because there was a lot of controversy, and there still is, because there's another lawsuit out there that somebody's suing the district, and he's involved in it, and so are other trustees. So there's 2 lawsuits at the Clark County School District, mine and another person, and his name is Dr. Edward Goldman. I can't go into it, but I can mention his name. But they've went after him numerous of times. But this law come out in the court. I know it has to come around election season, but I hope the voters see what I've done and how I've done things. And I'm always out there making sure that their tax dollars are working at the Clark County School District to educate their children, not just being handed out to friends, like contracts. And those are other things that I've questioned at the Clark County School District.
A lot of folks around town have endorsed your opponent, Irene Zepeda. When the Republican Men's Club endorses your opponent, the RJ, I think, has done that as well.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, the lawsuit is great, but it doesn't help you come
No,
tomorrow.
It doesn't, and we'll see what happens. We're hoping that the voters will see past that. You know, people have my number. People can call me. I've been on your show. I've been on media. I won't hide. I won't duck. I won't, you know, I tell the truth. And the truth is that there's a lot of stuff that was going on in the Clark County School District with the old regime. I have 10 people named in a lawsuit, plus a union leader in that lawsuit. This is going to be quite interesting when it comes to discovery. If I lose tomorrow, which I hope I don't, guess what? Then they're really in trouble, because they're going to have to back up everything they've done. And this is the problem with media. They come out and you're, what, guilty before you're proven innocent, just like they did in Kavanaugh. I was, remember, I was thinking about this way before Kavanaugh was thinking.
But tell me this. There are people that have been interviewed. I don't know whether they've been
sworn affidavits, but they've been interviewed by Cedric Cole, and they say some really unflattering things about you. What's their motivation? I'm talking about the individuals, not the higher ups.
Well, tell me something. Why aren't they releasing their names? We've always asked, even with the DA's office, we've asked, where are these letters? Who are these names? And they would never give them up. If you're going to make an accusation, you just cannot hide behind anonymity. You better give your name out and say who you are. All those names have been didacted. That's an injustice. Everyone has a chance. If you're going to say something, you better be able to back it up. Me, I'll put my name on the line. And my name is on the line because I'm up to a higher standard when I'm an elected official. And I care about what we do. But bottom line is, why are these people getting away with having didacted names? Then there's no merit to it, Kevin. There's no merit.
Again, Kevin Child joining us. He is a candidate for re-election in District D, Clark County School District. And a lot of people say, well, you know, why is it that important? I don't know that much about school board races. I really don't follow it all that much. Well, the fact is, look at what's happened with gender identity, transgender bathrooms. Look at some of the issues that are out there. The school board, the board of trustees, as they call them here, is vitally important, and that's why this is important. What is your sense when you go knocking on doors, when you meet your constituents? Do they buy your explanation?
Yes, they do. And it's when I get in front of them, I call them, and you know, when I explain what's going on, and they can see a lot of this stuff. And I've been calling, probably got over 8,000 people I've called again this year. Yeah, on the phone. And I've gotten really good responses. So I'm happy about what's going on. Because, again, they only hear it from the news. And a lot of people are questioning the news, how we get our news, how biased it is. So we've got to be careful. And I said that to everyone, no matter if you're Democrat or Republican. Make sure you think before you hear that person on that line or you see that person on TV or stories made up. Because put yourself in their place. These positions that we run for, if you look at all the ads going up and down the commercials and airways, some of them you got to ask, what is going on here? We need to check ourselves, because I'm going to tell you what, civility needs to rule. Because again, some of these people are evil out there making stories up. And boy, I can pick them apart when I watch some of these ads for campaigns on the airways.
Let me ask you, are there people that felt like they needed to be protected from you?
From what, Kevin? Were they protected? I cannot fire anybody at the Clark County School District. I cannot, you know, because the only person that can fire somebody is an arbitrator, and that's because of the unions. So when they said that I threatened their jobs, I cannot threaten their job. Kevin, I've been in business most of my life. I would never threaten anybody's job unless you say, hey, you did something wrong, you stole something, see you later, have a great day. But again, I was always after the superintendent and after two trustees that was always trying to hide stuff from the taxpayers. That's why, again, if you look at that lawsuit, there's a lot of stuff in there that I went after them for. And they should be worried. They should be worried. I'm a whistleblower. And it seems like nowadays, if you become a whistleblower, you're the villain, which is really sad.
Let me just ask you, though. There are people that honestly believe, or at least have expressed the belief to Cedric Cole, that you created a hostile work environment.
And again, I'm going to say he did. He is mentioned in the lawsuit, by the way. Yes, he is. He's mentioned in the lawsuit.
Cedric Cole?
Yes, he is.
So who are defendants in your lawsuit?
Well, you have Pat Skorkowski. You have Edwards. You have Wright, you have the assistant superintendent, you have Cedric Coles, you have a communications director, you have two of the other trustees, Lola Brooks, Linda Cavazos, and I have a union leader in there. And again, this stuff is ridiculous, Kevin. And I hope that when we go to court, I hope the media covers this full blown, because they need to see what's going to happen and how it laid out. And what they did to this smear campaign. Because what happens is when you start smearing somebody, you start with the little stuff. You start, you know, documenting certain things. But again, they're going to have to back that up. They're going to have to back that up. I have tapes in the back room that were, when we have 288s, they call them, back room discussions. You know, some of the stuff that went on. We get to subpoena all that. We get to subpoena every article that they have, emails back and forth to each other, phone text. So when all that comes out, this is going to be amazing.
So what happens if you lose tomorrow? And again, the Republican Men's Club endorsed your opponent. The RJ endorsed your opponent. Yeah. And I'm guessing, do you have other endorsements that have stood by you?
Well, I have Power to Parent. I have a lot of them out there that are endorsing me. But again, I always say the endorsements mean nothing. You got to get the people to vote. And a lot of people are having their own minds about endorsements. And I see that left and right because I've been, you know, around the political scheme a long time. I mean, my last election, I beat the incumbent. He had every endorsement out there, and I beat him by a landslide. So again, I'm just hoping, again, the taxpayer, the voter, whoever they are, sees past all this nonsense and says, I like that guy. He stands up for us, and he's going to, you know, because I was against the transgender policy. I'm against the sex education policy. See, my opponent's not. And so how does the Republican Men Clubs go out and says, hey, guess what? We're going to endorse somebody that's for all that stuff. And they're supposed to be conservative? Kevin, that's scary, right? Scary when the Men's Republican Club of the Clark County Men's Club endorses people like that. They need to be ashamed of themselves, especially if they're the values that they have, Kevin.
Well, we will find out tomorrow, because tomorrow is decision day for the folks, not just in District D, but all across the state, all across the nation. It will be general election day and the midterms. Kevin Child, thank you so much. We will find out what the voters say tomorrow. And as we get closer to going to court, we'll continue to follow the story.
And
thanks,
I'll be
man.
Here. I'll be here. Thank you, Kevin.
I appreciate it.
Say hi to my mom. She's listening.
There you go. Hi, Mom. How you doing? Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud.
California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Nevada conservatives lost a good friend when Republican Assembly District 36 candidate Dennis Hoff shockingly passed away just 3 weeks before the election. But Dennis's name will still be on the ballot, and it's important for you to vote for him so a Republican can be appointed to fill his term. Also, please join us for a Celebration of Life Memorial Service in Dennis's honor on Friday, November 16th at 6 p.m. at the Pahrump Nugget. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. Paid for by Friends of Hoff.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. The president on the road all weekend. Let's go to, this is Pensacola. No, in fact, I believe this is Bozeman, Montana, Belgrade, Montana. The president on Saturday talking about what the Democrat mission, this is cut one, the Democrat mission on Tuesday.
They're going to take control of Congress. They want to give away our country. They want to knock it down with a giant wrecking ball to our economy and to our future. And by the way, did you see those job numbers? Did you see what's going on? Right? They were awfully good numbers. You know, it's very interesting. Some of the fake news was saying, I was watching, why doesn't he talk about the economy? Why does he talk about immigration? And what's coming up with the caravan? Why does he talk about the caravan when he's got maybe the best numbers on the economy in the history of our country? And we can talk about the economy, but the fact is we know how well we're doing with the economy, and we have to solve problems. I'm looking to solve problems, not talk into the fact that we have done a great job, and we have done a great job on the economy.
Yeah, yeah. The president, you know, they say he's not talking about that. He's talking too much about immigration. The fact is he is talking a lot about the economy. I mean, every stop he makes, that was Belgrade, Montana on Saturday. And every place he goes, he does the same thing. Talks about the economy. Talks about the border. He's covering all the bases. Coming up, Adam Laxalt. He's running for governor. He'll join us next, live and local, now.
And 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Good to have you with us, live and local now all across the state of Nevada. And in SoCal, too, by the way, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage. Yeah, we are there as well. Wherever you may be listening in the state of Nevada, listen up, because joining us now is a guy I think is going to be the next governor of the state of Nevada, Adam Laxalt. He's running against Steve Sisolak, and Adam joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Where are you calling us from today?
I'm in Las Vegas, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me.
Let me just ask you, less than 24 hours from polls opening, what is your sense? You've been crisscrossing the state over the last few months, and I got to ask you, what are you hearing from voters?
Well, we have. We've worked in every single corner of this state. We're the only candidate that's actually done all 17 counties and has made a cornerstone of our race to actually speak to everyday voters as much as we can. And we feel very good. We feel like there's going to be enough Nevadans that understand the huge choice we have. We have a very clear choice in this race of, are we going to preserve the values that we love in this great state and make sure Nevada stays this incredible, independent, libertarian-leaning state, or are we going to turn into a progressive, liberal state that looks like California? And that's on a lot of people's minds is, you know, please, please, please do not let us turn into California. And I hear that from voters of all stripes and voters in all corners of this great state.
Adam, can you tell me, as I look back on the previous session, there were 41 bills vetoed by Governor Sandoval. Can you and these will all come back. If Steve Sisolak wins, they're all going to come back. Can you talk about just a couple of the issues covered in those 41 vetoes?
Look, the bottom line is that was a record amount of vetoes. And as I've been saying all year, there no longer is the nice common sense centrist Democrat. That is not the policies that come out of their party. That is not the policies that were pushed in 2017. And they pushed things like making us a sanctuary state and, of course, more taxes and more regulations and more government. And, all of those, you're exactly right. They all come right back. And with the Democrat governor, we start with those 41 bills. And just imagine the wish list that the far left have of things they want to add to that if they've got a Democrat governor, and they will truly transform our state overnight. You know, people have this sense that, you know, if we're 5 years away from turning left, we are literally 3 months from that sharp left turn. As soon as that legislative session starts, you can anticipate a progressive agenda being adopted in this state, and that's why the stakes are so high for people to turn out and vote tomorrow. Every single vote will matter. This race could be incredibly tight. This could be a 500-vote race statewide. You know, if we have 900,000 to a million votes cast, think about that for your listeners. 500 votes could decide this race. And so I really encourage anybody that is thinking of sitting this out, they've got to turn out, and then they need to also get the people in their household to turn out and anyone else that they can find.
I want to give you some numbers that we've gotten. Approaching 20% of total registered voters have already cast early ballots in White Pine County. Mineral County, 906 of 2,800, that's 32%. And in Lander County, 54% of the registered voters have already gone to the polls. Is that good news?
Well, it was important that Republicans turn people out in early votes. We have a lot of Republicans that tend to be Election Day voters, and so it was important that we start matching that intensity early and through early vote. But there are plenty of Republicans left to vote on Election Day, and we need them. There's no sugarcoating that more Democrats voted in early vote than Republicans. The good news is that we have plenty of Election Day voters to turn out, and for my race in particular, you know, the other part of the good news is we are winning Democrats, and we are winning independents, because these people they understand that they do not want us to turn into left-wing California. They want common sense. They want our economy to move forward and jobs to keep being created. And if I lose this race, we could see a very sharp turn to the left.
I want to ask you, because I know you give a good speech, but you do a lot of listening. And I know you've been to all 17. You're the only candidate that's been to all 17 counties. As Attorney General, as a candidate for office, what are you hearing? What is it you're hearing from voters? What do they want in their next governor?
Well, they are certainly very scared about the pledge of my opponent to raise property taxes. And he has raised the most taxes of any candidate to ever run for governor in our great state. And people do not want more taxes and more government. People want to find ways where we can reduce government and keep taxes low. That's what we need to do to keep the economy going. And, you know, obviously we're a, you know, regional state, and, you know, Clark County is doing incredibly well. But, you know, places like in rural Nevada, you know, they're just getting their breath, and they need to find more relief. And then we absolutely cannot go in the other direction of adding more regulation and raising taxes at the exact time when small businesses all across our state are finally just hiring those employees that they had to lay off during the recession. You know, we need to keep this economy moving in the right direction. And without a Republican governor, I think all that's in great jeopardy.
Again, Attorney General Adam Laxalt joining us here in Las Vegas on our City National Bank guest hotline. I am curious, how many debates did you guys have?
Well, we accepted a debate in September that was going to be the only statewide television station, the largest paper in Nevada, and Telemundo. And for weeks and weeks, we kept waiting to hear from the other camp on firming up details, and about a week out, they pulled out of the debate. And so, you know, unfortunately, Nevadans did not get a debate in this race, something we were absolutely looking forward to be able to make voters understand the contrast, not only in, you know, his positions versus my positions on things like taxes and government and education and school choice, but as well as just our record. You know, my record of service being in the Navy and serving in Iraq and being a professor at the United States Naval Academy and all that we've done in the Attorney General's office to bring people together and come up with solutions for whether it's elder fraud or the rape kit backlog, creating a legal pro bono legal program for our veterans and our military across the state. I mean, these are the things that I was looking forward to debating. And, you know, unfortunately, the voters didn't get that debate.
We know that 70% of the vote is in Clark County, but there are a lot of votes in northern Nevada, in the rurals. And I want to ask you, are the issues different or the same? I know they talk a lot in the north about federal lands and water issues. Can you talk a little bit about the difference in issues that you hear here in Clark County versus the rest of the state?
Yeah, look, I think that the common issues are some of the issues that I've been talking about. Smaller government, less regulations, no one wants their taxes raised, people do not want the Second Amendment being infringed upon, and so those are the common issues. Now, when you get into rural Nevada, you know, they face the federal government encroachment over the last decade and a half that made it very hard for things like mining and agriculture and ranching, these many generational activities that people have been living and thriving off of. It's been very hard for them. So for them, they want a governor that's going to work with the president and work with the Secretary of Interior and find ways to make the federal government treat us as a partner and look for ways that they can grow out there so that they're not hanging on by a threat.
Adam, I know you've got an event coming up this afternoon, the Laxalt Field Office on 7395 Pecos, 5:30 for that event. Do you have any other events scheduled today, either here or in some other communities around the state?
No, we've been, the last few days, I've been calling directly into people's homes. And I think it's unprecedented for a governor candidate to do that. But I'm treating every single vote that important. And it's been great to speak to voters individually. I got to say, people tend to be a little surprised.
I was just going to say, we all get robocalls, you know, from President Trump or somebody like that. But it's not often you have somebody that's a live voice on the other end, and he's the actual Attorney General.
Yeah, no, I usually spend a minute or two convincing them that I'm not a robocall. And I say, no, I'm right here. And they're like, are you sure this isn't a robocall? I'm like, no, I'm right here. You have any questions for me? So it's been fun, and the response has been great. My sense is that people are going to turn out tomorrow, but I can't emphasize enough that this race could come down to 500 votes out of maybe a million cast in the entire state of Nevada, and we need everyone to turn out. We need everyone to get the people in their household to turn out, and friends or relatives. Like, now is the time. Every single vote will count in this race, and I really ask everyone to get out and vote.
If you want to come out and meet the next governor, he's going to be at the Laxalt Field Office 5:30 this afternoon. That's $73.95 Pecos. Mr. Attorney General, always good to have you on. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. And we hope to get a chance to visit with you Wednesday morning, and we'll be able to congratulate you then. Thanks so much, man.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
There you go. And if you get a call, friend, he says he's Adam Laxalt, it probably is Adam Laxalt. <It's>, no, I mean, we all get those recorded messages. You know, then there, I can just imagine. Hi, this is Attorney General Adam Laxalt. And then there's that awkward pause, like you're waiting for the rest of the robocall, and all he's doing is waiting for you to say hello. Unbelievable. Stick around. More to do as we can do. It's going to be a busy day. Coming up at 10 o'clock, I'm really excited. We've been trying to get him on for the longest time, but he travels a lot, and he's a pretty busy guy. Niger Innes will join us in studio. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As Attorney General, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Hello, I'm Kathy Connect, asking you to re-elect my husband, Ron Connect, as Nevada Comptroller. Ron cut spending 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury while improving services. He led the fight against the commerce tax. Ron wants to be re-elected to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity our parents' generation left for us. Thank you for listening, and please re-elect Ron Connect as Nevada Comptroller.
Paid for by the committee to elect Ron Connect.
Adam Laxalt's first decision when he decided to run for governor of Nevada was to choose Michael Roberson as his running mate. The same Michael Roberson who destroyed the Republican majority in 2016 when he jammed through the largest tax increase in our state's history, $1.3 billion. The same Michael Roberson who wrote Senate Bill 303, which gave driver's license to illegal aliens. The same Michael Roberson who refused to pass campus carry gun laws. How could Adam Laxalt choose that rhino Michael Roberson as his running mate? Paid for by the Ryan Bundy for Governor campaign.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
790, Las Vegas, and 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. For months now, I've been telling you what's at stake in tomorrow's election. How it's going to dictate the future of our country and the future of our state for many years to come. As important an election as November of 2016 was, this one, from a local perspective, is even more important. And the president was in Pensacola, Florida yesterday. He's got three stops today. And he made a point of stopping down and essentially explaining to the American people what is at stake in tomorrow's election.
I need you to vote for a Republican House and a Republican Senate. It's very fragile. It can be taken away. All of the things, the tax cuts, the regulation cuts. So we can continue this incredible movement. We have to continue this great, great movement. We've made so much progress. Remember, it's Make America Great Again. But our new theme in another year, I think, could probably do it now because we're so far ahead of schedule, is keep America great. Keep America great. Right? With your support, we will keep on cutting your taxes, reducing your regulations, and raising your incomes. We will protect Medicare, and we will protect your Social Security. We will defend your right to free speech, religious liberty, and we will continue to confirm judges who will interpret the Constitution as written. We will fully secure the border. We will pass case law. We will stop sanctuary cities, stop catch and release. We will end the visa lottery, end chain migration, and we will keep the criminals, drug dealers, terrorists, the hell out of our country. We don't want them.
I thought the president was masterful over the weekend. And again, doing two rallies a day. Now, today's doing three rallies. And the rallies today, he's in Cleveland, Ohio at noon Pacific time. Fort Wayne, Indiana at 3:30, and at 8 o'clock our time, we'll be in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And you know who's going to be with him? Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. Rush is from that part of the country. Anyway, that gives you some idea. Now, I want to go to cut 8, and I'm going to close out every hour today with Judge Jeanine Pirro. She is wise beyond her years, and she did as good a job Saturday night of making the GOP closing arguments. This is cut 8. Here is Judge Jeanine, Saturday night, Fox News Channel.
On Tuesday, the issue is simply, do you care about what's getting done or some left-wing wackadoo's subjective view about the way it's getting done? The left prefers style over substance. They prefer interpretation over facts, the subjective versus the objective truth and reality. Why? Because they hate him. That we're even having this conversation is ridiculous. The only thing that matters are results. You can certainly have a conversation about how he says things. Okay, I'll give you that. But what makes you right? You're so blinded by hateful vitriol and disappointed by your 2016 loss that you can't see straight. Instead, let's take a moment and look at the facts. It's simply insane. Every metric is up. The economy is through the roof, just like he said it would be. The longest positive growth streak on record. Unemployment at 3.7%, the lowest in almost half a century. GDP as high as 4.2, the strongest consumer confidence in decades. Are you even listening? What this means is if you want to get a job, you can get one. If you're African American, you've never had a better chance to work than now. If you're Hispanic, you've never had a better chance of getting a job. If you're Asian American, it's never been better. If you're a woman, you have a better chance of getting a job than in the last 50 years. If you're a youth, a better chance than in the last 50 years. If you care about a better life so you can pay the rent, pay the mortgage, educate your kids, and maybe even take a vacation, then this is the America you want to live in.
We're going to play that every hour, at the end of every hour. It is the best GOP closing argument I think I've heard, and that includes the president. Succinct, to the point, it makes so much sense. Judge Jeanine has got it right again. Coming up. Very excited. Niger Innes is one of the smartest dudes I know of. Great out on the stump. I think he's got a future in public service running for office. I hope he does eventually. But he'll join us on Election Eve. There's been a lot of talk about what the African-American vote will do. Is there such a thing as hashtag walk away? Is that real? We know that in the Hispanic community, the approval of the president is upwards of 30%. Is something going on out there among people of color? We'll talk about that with Niger Innes. Coming up, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.